look, I mean, I think that in general terms, the idea of looking into a much more sustainable agriculture and agricultural development for Australia, and of course how that's underpinned by water security, is an absolutely critical thing that we do need to be looking at and exploring. And so I really am highly supportive of Andrew Forrest's and Mindaroo's plan to be looking into this. I think it's an absolutely critical question, and it's thoroughly worthy of investigation. I mean, there's a lot of clearly devil in the detail that we would need to sort through in answering those sorts of very fundamental questions. But I think we've got to ask those questions, and we've got to look for the answers.
Yeah, why do you think underground water should be at the top of government's agenda when talking about national water policies?
Oh, look, I'm not an advocate in any kind of fundamentalist way, if you will, for groundwater being at the very top of the agenda. But I do think it's fair to say that in many respects our focus on water management has had a pretty strong surface water focus, I think, for many good reasons. We do tend to use surface water resources when we can, because of accessibility and other key reasons. But groundwater is a critical part of our water supply. It's a huge resource if managed properly. And I guess that my view would be that we've got to be looking at not just surface water, not just groundwater, but the whole of the water cycle and all the parts in it, so that groundwater and surface water are a part of any decision-making situation or consideration. So, and this is what we call conjunctive water management, looking at all the water resources in a really holistic way to make sure that we're considering the best and preferably, if we can, optimal mix of the various sources of water in providing water supplies and so on.
What's wrong with dams? And maybe before you start that answer, I'll read this little quote that's in the opinion piece written by yourself and Dr. Rick Evans today, where you describe dams as like advocating bullocks and wagons as the backbone of the modern transport system.
Look, there's nothing wrong with dams. I think that what we've got to do is look at dams as part of this conjunctive water management system, Matt. So what we're concerned about is that there are other options that we can be exploring in the mix. Now, in many parts of Australia where we're building reservoirs and dams, we've obviously got an open surface water body. If we're in a very hot climate or hot region, we can be potentially losing metres of water off that dam each year through evaporation. So there's potentially significant water losses there, and there are areas now in Australia, but also in many countries internationally, where we're exploring underground storage as a possible alternative option. Again, there's no single silver bullet. It's about having the variety of options on the table so that we can make sure that we're considering all the different alternative options, whether it be above ground storage, which may work in many cases, or below ground storage, which may be a better solution in other cases. And so,
yeah, tell me what an underground dam is.
Okay, so basically taking the underground aquifer, which is essentially like a porous sponge, sands or gravels, or it might even be fractured rock systems that have storage potential, and injecting that water, either using mechanical pumping to inject surface water into the underground system in times where you have excess water. In some cases, you can use infiltration ponds or basins to let it naturally infiltrate into the underground system under gravity drainage, but essentially using the underground aquifer to store water, either to replenish the underground system or, if you need to, come back and potentially also extract that water from the underground bank at a later time.
Where is the underground water in Australia which could be used? Andrew Forrest mentions the Kenning Basin. Where is the water?
Look, I mean, there's groundwater almost everywhere in Australia. The question that we've got to resolve as we're looking through these things is it's at least twofold. So one is being able to ensure that there's sustainable water supplies in those basins. So can you really get enough groundwater for the intended use? And I think that what we've got to be careful about when we think about quantity is it's tempting just to look at how much is in the basin today. We've really got to have a clear understanding of not just what the bank balance or the current groundwater balance looks like, but also our spending and earning patterns. So how much are we extracting from groundwater relative to how much is being recharged?
Yeah, and on recharge, I mean, is that still a bit of a dark science?
Yeah. Oh, look, I think that it would be fair to say that that we've got a long way to go in better understanding the recharge rates to yep. many of our aquifer systems, to be really honest about it. We have a fair sense of recharge, but I think it's a bit hit and miss in different places. And there's I would agree that there's a long way to go in filling out the picture in that area. The other key issue is that is dealing with the water quality side of things. So ideally, we'd love to be able to have large volumes of fresh groundwater, but in many cases, we know the underground aquifers can be salty or in some cases very salty. So getting these quantity and quality issues right is something that's absolutely critical from the view of a sustainable water supply.
Professor Craig Simmons, thanks for your time on the Country Hour today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.